I asked myself, what profit do you gain through self-pity? It's November 29th, 2010, and this is Never Stop Your Career. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Mason Norman. I had a long talk this morning with another consultant who shared some very wise insights on consulting and other habits of making a living. He pointed out features of our world of work I already knew, but a short refresher course is never turned away. Resilience to the rescue. Over the span of an hour, we discussed clients, attitudes, and perspectives of our connections with people. The following themes unfolded in a matter of a few minutes. Humility. Clients aren't stupid. They have a picture of what ails their organizations. They want fresh viewpoints and suggested solutions. And they want honest feedback, no matter how much it might hurt. On that point, I must admit, I lean heavily towards being direct. Sugarcoating is for those who fear telling the truth. It was a well-timed conversation, for I was feeling down about my chosen field. Ironically, it is a field which also chose me. Besides, this economy has been tough on everyone. It has been the toughest I have ever worked in over 40 years. Yet, I have also learned to not look down nor look back. So as we approach the end of the first decade of the 21st century, I ask you to take a few minutes each day and work on a new destiny for the second decade of the century. Seek the best facts available on the trends of the economy. Evade the influences of showcase opinions used to sell advertising. In a recession, we must remember that reality advertises only reality. Its message, change. Rudely, crudely, and without remorse, a major recession changes the landscapes all around us. No matter what kinds of blinders we wear or filtered visions we choose to see. Now, look at your old CPS, that is, career positioning system. It needs new batteries and new maps. Therefore, regardless of your age, honestly establish new, thoughtful directions for the future. Power up your dreams. And yes, when you actually take time to look at your career, you have more than one direction. Finally, before January 1, 2011, start moving your world towards your new directions. Invest a couple of hours in December to begin creating a more profitable future and satisfying career. Don't walk. Don't crawl. Just run. But, by all means, try flying. Only if you can get frequent flyer miles. Write and share what you decide to create for your new directions. You might be surprised to hear others hadn't thought about your new paths. From Dr. Michael Mason Norman, also known as Mike Sensei. Sensei is Japanese for teacher or professor. Thank you for listening.